Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for muscular aches and pains.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
Everywhere, how's Mother and Dad and the whole family? Well, folks, that old harvest moon is shining down extra bright on the old red barn tonight, and for a very special reason. Yes, the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance Gang is celebrating its 9th birthday. Its 470th happy hayloft party from the old WLS hayloft in Chicago. Folks, come right on in, folks, and join our 9th birthday. We're celebrating it with a harvest home party. Oh, say, the old hayloft is going to shine tonight, folks. So come on, boys and girls, start shining.
Hayloft will shine tonight, hayloft will shine. They'll do our birthday night, hail on the 9. 9 years of friendliness, all right in line. Get the numbers in, here we go again. Hayloft will shine. Everybody hail and sing along the lane. Everybody hail and sing along the prayer. Many other memories as the music plays. Life's like me, talking about today. Everybody hand in hand, singing through the years. Heart to light in my ears, and not a cloud appears.
Real birthday spirit, boys and girls. My, my, how time flies. And to prove it, we go back 470 barn dances, folks, to the first song sung for the first time on your first hayloft party. The tune Fit as a Fiddle, the singers, Hezzy, Kenny, Frank, and Gaby, the Hoosier Hot Shot.
Thank you.
Sing Hoosier Hot Shots and say that old Diddy has us all feeling fit as a fiddle.
Right, Joe, and if you think those fiddlers and Eddie Peabody and his banjo ain't feeling fit, just listen to them go.
Boy, I say listen to them go.
Well, start those anniversary addicts, boys and girls, and Archie, call it off Harvest Homestyle, will you?
Yeah. Two birds, they say, dash on in, swing round and round, on let you let hand right here.
You know, friends, we're great believers in the idea that credit should be given where it is due. And to you Barn Dance listeners goes the credit for this program celebrating its 9th anniversary tonight. It is your loyalty to this program and to Alka-Seltzer that have made this possible. And so to the countless thousands of you who are Alka-Seltzer users, we say thanks a million for your friendship, past, present, and future. And those of you who have yet to become acquainted with Alka-Seltzer, we say try it just once. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer the next time you want real relief for a headache, a touch of acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, morning after misery, or for that dull, achy feeling of a cold. Remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores in 30 and 60 cent size packages. Also buy the glass at any drugstore soda fountain. And when you go to your druggist, friends, remember that next week is Nationally Advertised Brands Week. Look around the store and see what nationally advertised products you need that he can supply. You'll be doing yourself and him a favor.
Hey, that was a square dance and a half, gang, and a swell way to work up an appetite for all the good eats, not forgetting the big birthday cake we'll have later on. Uh-oh, seems the Denny sisters can't wait. Let's see what they've got.
I get the neck of the chicken. I get the rumble seat right. I get the leaky umbrella. Everyone shoves me aside. When morning papers come to the door, sure as day I'm too late, and they're mine long about four. I get the neck of the chicken, I get the hand-me-down shawl, and when it's company weekend, I get the couch in the hall. That's why I can't get over this dream that came true. If I get the neck of the chicken, well, how did I ever get you?
I get the neck of the chicken. That's how they gave me the bird. And in the family snapshot, mine is the face that's blurred. When I jump in my shower each morning, all the hot water is gone.
I get the neck of the chicken. I get the burnt piece of toast. I get that seat in the movie, the one in back of the post. That's why I can't get over this fine how-do-do. If I get the neck of the chicken, well, how did I ever get you?
A tasty bit of harmony served in true hayloft style, Denny sisters. Hey, say, Pat Buttram.
Yeah, Jody, yeah.
Say, Pat, there's a fellow around here a while ago looking for you. He said you knew him.
Oh, he said I knowed him?
Uh-huh.
What was his name?
Well, I don't remember his name. I'd know it, though, if I heard it.
Let me see. I know him, huh?
Yeah,
Was his name Brewer?
No.
Was it Campbell?
No.
Was it Brown?
Nope.
Was it Brown?
I told you once his name wasn't Brown.
Well, I know two Browns. I thought maybe it's the other. Well, what did the fellow want to see me about anyway, Joe?
Well, he was looking for a hired hand and thought maybe you knew someone.
Well, no, I don't know of any good hand right off.
How about your Uncle Herkimer? Isn't he a good hired hand?
Uncle Herkimer?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, he ain't no hand. He's just a sore thumb. Oh, he's too lazy to work in the field, huh?
You mean your Uncle Herkimer is lazy?
Joe, he's so lazy. Why, he's even too lazy to make coffee. He just puts coffee grounds on his mustache and then drinks hot water.
Boy, that's lazy.
But I'd be just the man for that job, Joe. I'm a pretty good worker, if I do say so myself. Just the other day, I went out and gathered 15 bushels of apples.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would have gathered 16 bushels, only I ate one bushel.
Why, Pat, you should be careful about eating apples in the field. They may have worms in them. You'd better watch out.
Listen, when I eat apples, the worms better watch out for themselves.
Tell me, Pat, how about your field crops this year? Did you grow much cotton on your farm?
Well, no. We didn't plant no cotton at all this year. We had a fear to the boll weevil.
Oh, Well, how about the corn crop? Did you harvest lots of corn?
No, didn't plant no corn either. It was feared it would be too dry a year for corn.
Well, how about potatoes? Did you plant?
No, didn't plant no taters either. Scared of tater bugs on them.
Well, then what in the world did you plant this year?
Didn't plant nothing. I just played safe this year.
Well, Pat, what you should do is get an agricultural farm expert to help you with your planting and harvesting, and then you'd be assured of a good crop.
Well, them farm experts is all right, I reckon, Joe, but they go too much according to figures. Huh?
What do you mean?
Well, a farm expert, he figures if a boy can pick 5 quarts of huckleberries an hour and a girl can pick 4 quarts of berries an hour, he figures both of them together can pick 9 quarts an hour.
Well?
Well, Joe, any darn farmer knows both of them together ain't gonna pick no berries at all.
All right, Patrick, but pick a pretty partner now and get ready for the anniversary waltz, sung by the Hayloft Chorus and patterned by everybody's favorite, Eddie Peabody the Banjo King.
And now, with my personal gratitude at being included in this grand barn dance gang, may I present another old favorite on the banjo. Good old Ida, sweet as apple cider.
song was never snappier, which reminds me, we're due for another good old Harvest Home ditty, and from the Belle of the Barn Dance and her bestest beau, Lulu Belle and Scotty.
When the moon goes to shining and my heart goes to pining for my Blue Ridge Mountain home, where the pine trees are baying and the pine trees are swaying, that is where I long to roam. When the sun comes a-beaming, then I start into dreaming of a place where flowers bloom. When I get back again, I'm gonna live to the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Now I never thought that I could be so sad till I left my mountain home. But the time is a-coming when I'll be so glad and I never more will roam. For I've learned a lesson that I won't forget wherever I may be. And oh, how I'm longing for the folks down home, 'cause they mean more than all the world to me. I gotta swallow away now. When the stars are a-winking, then I'm starting to thinking of the place I left behind. And I keep on a-saying while I know she's a-praying that I'm coming back sometime. With the old fiddle singing, I'll soon be a-swinging to the tune of home, sweet home. And I know she'll be waiting by the old garden gate in my Blue Ridge Mountain home. My dad and my mother and my sister and my brother, they will welcome me back home. And I know they'll be happy when I climb up the hill to my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Well, I claim that old tune had all the poetry of the Blue Ridges in person. And now let's listen to a serenade to the Harvest Moon, Memories of 1908.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see. The moon refused to shine. Couple sitting underneath the willow tree for love, they fight. The little maid was quite afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. The boy began to sigh. He looked up at the sky and told the moon his little tale of woe. Shine on,
Harvest Moon,
up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June, or July. No time, ain't no time to stay.
Our
garden moon will shine on, Harvest Moon, for me and my gal.
Oh, shine on, Harvest Moon, up in the sky. January, February, June, or July.
And slow time ain't no time to stay. I got the moon.
So shine on.
Shine on, Harvest Moon. For me and my gal.
Well, dealing sisters and you boys, that old Harvest Moon was never lovelier. Friends, the Miles Laboratories, they're the folks that make Alka-Seltzer, you know. Well, they also make two great vitamin products under the brand name of One-A-Day. There's One-A-Day brand vitamin A and D tablets, and also One-A-Day brand vitamin B complex tablets. Jack Holden, which are you going to talk about tonight?
About our One-A-Day B complex vitamin tablets, Joe. You've all heard that quotation from Shakespeare, "All is not gold that glistens." Well, in everyday language, that means that some things that look like bargains are not bargains after all.
And that's something everybody should keep in mind when they buy B vitamins, isn't it, Jack?
You bet it is. You see, when it comes to vitamins, the most value is not necessarily in the largest package or the greatest number of capsules or tablets.
That's why One-A-Day vitamins are so economical to use, friends. Everybody ought to find out all about the family-sized package of One-A-Day brand vitamin B complex tablets, which contains 90 tablets. Now, of course, you may possibly find some other B-complex product which offers, say, twice the number of tablets for around the same price.
Yeah, but don't stop there. And find out how many of those other B-complex tablets you're supposed to take every day to get your B vitamins. And then, friends, remember, with One-A-Day brand vitamin B-complex, you take just one a day. Just one a day. And that's what the name One-A-Day means. One tablet, once a day.
Yes, friends, one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets are so vitamin-rich, you take only one tablet a day to get your full minimum daily supply of all the B vitamins for which requirements have been established by the authorities on nutrition.
And because one tablet a day is all you take, the cost is surprisingly low. For example, in that large economy size package, you get 90 tablets for only $2.25. Now, that's enough to last one person from now until after Christmas. And that means they actually cost you only about 17 cents a week. Of course, your druggist has smaller size packages if you want them. So when you go to your druggist, be sure to ask for and insist on one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets.
Right, Jack. Well, our ninth anniversary and Harvest Home Party goes right along, folks, and it's sure nice to meet all our old songs and old friends again. But say, Hezzy, I hear you Hoosier Hotshots have brought a new girl to the party. What's her name?
Oh, boy, wait till you see her, Joe. Her name is Sweet Prunella.
All right, fellas, let's start to pruning.
Yes. Well, you start first, and we'll fall in.
Okay, here we go.
Sweet Prunella?
Prunella?
The prettiest gal around the mountainside?
Both sides?
Well, sir, Abner Hatfield's daughter, out of fellers tried to court her, hoping someday she would be their blushing bride.
Blushing bride?
Sweet Prunella didn't take none to the sparkin'.
Sparkin'!
She was plumb against them feudin' mountain boys.
Mountain boys!
Suitors always come a-shootin', so she'd send them off a-scootin'. Why, she even tamed the martins and the coys.
Oh, the martins and the coys! Why, she even
came
the martins and the coys.
Then one day, Prunella met a city slicker. And a darn fool wore a collar and a tie. Well, he wooed her in the moonlight and was on a pretty June night. They skedaddled from the mountains on the sly.
Shh, quiet!
Well, sir, he toted Prunella to the city in one of them things that they call a multi-bug. And he bought her furs and laces, took her out to fancy places, and they say she drank her zombies from a jug.
From a jug! From a jug! And they say she drank her zombies from a jug.
Now this never satisfied our sweet Prunella.
Oh!
She was born and reared in proper mountain style.
Sure.
Instead of rumba prancing, she was used to hayloft dancing, so she got tired of that there city living in a while. Then one day she hiked it back up to the mountain, and she met Pat Buttram up on the way.
Uh-huh.
And that great big Buttram feller, he up and wedded Prunella, and he's got her up there in the mountains for her to stay.
For her to stay, and that ain't hay, and he's got her in the mountains for his bed.
Prunella is quite a gal, Hoosier Hot Shots. But now, friends, here's a Harvest Home salute to our brave boys in the armed services all over the world. The Hayloft Chorus sings, Keep the Home Fires Burning.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lands are far away, they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark clouds shining. When the dark cloud inside out, still a home.
Friends, if the cooler and changeable weather of fall has caused you to catch cold, listen. Take good care of yourself, and for prompt relief of that miserable ache-all-over feeling, take Alka-Seltzer. Be sure you get more rest than usual, too, and avoid drafts. Dress comfortably and get your daily vitamins. Then, too, if your cold causes a sore throat, use Alka-Seltzer as a gargle for soothing, comforting relief. Yes, friends, keep Alka-Seltzer handy always and take it whenever you have a cold. It can help you feel better fast.
Folks, how about checking up? Is your home a V home? Are you and your neighbors displaying in your windows our government's V for victory symbol? Well, here are the five requirements to get one. Number one, preparedness for air raid emergencies, knowledge of first aid procedure. Number two, conservation of food, clothing, transportation, goods, and health. Number three, salvage of essential materials to be converted into immediate war use. Number four, rumor squelching. If it's a secret, keep it. If it's a rumor, bury it. Number five, regular purchase of war bonds and stamps. If your home meets with these requirements, you will be given a V home sticker to post in your window, a symbol that your home is 100% American and all out for victory. Well, thanks a lot, folks, for joining our 9th anniversary party tonight. We sincerely hope that you'll be with us again next Saturday night and every Saturday night in our 10th year here in the old hayloft. So until we meet again next weekend, this is Joe Kelly saying good night and good health to you all for Alka-Seltzer.